Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg or Buttigieg, maybe. I don't know. It's a weird name.
I know. Yeah. He was getting questioned. Specifically, the whole meeting was supposed to be about the current infrastructure that's going on in America, whether it be here in California about the electricity issue that's been going on or how the infrastructure bill is holding up so far in America.
Is this the one where he talked about roads being racist? Or
I don't know about that. All I remember, but the best part of this whole thing, and I wish more, I hope more people go out and watch this video. It's only 3 minutes long, so it does not take you long to find it. It is amazing. Republican House of Representative, Texas, Troy Nels. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. N-E-H-L-S, Nels. He was questioning Biden and whether we should implement the 25th Amendment on him, which states whether there's a death or we find that he's not, if he's incapacitated to actually try to run for or be our president, then we should be able to impeach him and, or let him go as president. So he used different examples for this. He said that he used speeches like, so if you could describe America in one word, what would you say? Our Secretary of Transportation, I'm just going to say Pete for now because his last name was kind of complicated. Pete replies with, a home. He goes, oh, okay. So I want you to take a look at this big poster. And I'm not kidding you. He printed out a huge poster and said, I want you to read what Biden said to this question. And it says, I would describe America in one word. Just a whole bunch of mumble mess.
Buttigieg literally said that?
No, he did not. He says, I don't read transcripts. And I'm like, oh, that's a terrible answer. And he goes, well,
so who did this thing with the picture? Was this a satire that was done
think
somewhere?
So. Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like I some Troy, satire on YouTube.
I think Troy legitimately went to the Office Depot across the street and bought a huge poster. But that's not the only picture, but I'll get there in a second. He said, so is it true that during the presidency of Trump that you said these words, if our presidency is not in good shape, then our country is in not a good shape? And of course, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete, said, yes, that is true, but that's a separate thing. But that's not the point. The fact that Biden is our president and he's definitely not in good shape, I would say. So if by
that's got to be the understatement of 12 centuries.
Right. If his quote is to be made, then obviously our country is not in good shape if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. He was saying that about Trump.
I mean, here's the one thing I will say, that all of the things that the Texas House of Representative Troy Nell said, he's mentioned that dishonesty from the mainstream media is our greatest threat to our society today. I don't totally agree with that. I believe terrorism or terrorists specifically.
But the way they embolden and enable terrorists can contribute to that threat.
I can understand that. But that's just a small little nitpick thing out of all the things
he said. Well, there's a lot of great dangers, but I certainly don't think they're helping our society.
No. But that's, just, again, small nitpick. What Troy is trying to say overall, I absolutely agree with 100%. He brings out multiple other pictures to show that Biden's is not in a good shape to run for president. He brings out a photo of Biden sleeping during a speech.
Was he sleeping during a speech he was giving himself?
No. I believe it was.
I could see him putting himself to sleep.
Actually, even better. I think it was a speech that was given by the New York representative. There's another photo of him shaking hands to a ghost next to him during a North Carolina A&T speech he was giving to. And I was like, I remember that one. And then lastly, he also showed a picture of during an Easter celebration at the White House. He went up to handshake. There was a guy in an Easter bunny outfit performing.
Right.
He just got up randomly to shake his hand and the Easter bunny walked him back to his seat. out of all these things, they said, so is it true that you talked with other representatives within the cabinets that he's not a fit president right now mentally? And his first response goes, well, first off, I want to say I'm glad I have a president who can ride a bike, which, no, he cannot. Wasn't there...
Like, putting aside the fact that he can't ride a bike, what if he could?
Not even that.
Who cares whether your president can ride a bike?
Not only that, isn't there at that point where 2 weeks ago, and this is a serious story, he actually did fall off a bike trying
to
get off.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's my point. He can't ride a bike anyway, but even he could have been the best bicyclist in the country. Who cares? That's not what we're paying him to do as president.
Agreed. So Troy then tries to interrupt. He's like, answer the question. Did you have a conversation? And before he can even answer, Nancy Pelosi has to butt in and say, all right, I'm going to cut off both mics. This is not a necessary question to the actual topic at hand.
Especially since it's not making us Democrats look good.
Exactly. So if you could find that 3-minute clip, highly, highly recommend it. It was amazing. I want to share it as many friends as I can. It's really, really well
done. Yeah, it sure sounds like it's worth the watch.
You know, it is, because, again, it's just pointing out the fact that Biden isn't a really good president right now in his shape. But the issue
I think he's easily the worst president we have ever had.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. We hasn't called it a civil war yet, so I'm on that opinion, but he's getting up there as one of the worst. His I don't know if you've seen his ratings. They're tanking. Like,
they were 33%, even according to the liberal New York Times about a week
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. And even mainstream media is already going against him already. Yeah. In every single story.
The only problem is they know they're going to get Kamala Harris if he steps down. So they're not real happy about that either.
That's my point too. I wouldn't want to implement the 25th Amendment if Kamala Harris is my next best option.
Oh my gosh. Otis and Giggles, the president and the vice president. President.
Yep.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.